What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the, did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at AM570LASports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
You couldn't see me if I was your neighbor.
Strong it out, Vic. Petros and Money, no Vic.
Wow.
That is something.
They put him on the phone today again on Rogan and Rodney.
We can't do that.
No, our standards are too high.
That's not the original. We need him on mic.
You're right about that, man.
We had him on the phone yesterday. It was nice to hear from him.
It was.
First time in like 10 days, but the fact that this is nothing more than an Apple ID and a password keeping him off the air is quite frustrating.
It is frustrating. I don't like it either. I don't like
frustrated
it.
Frustrated Incorporated.
We're in a factory making misery without Vic.
Sucks.
And they rode him like a dog on Rogan and Rodney again today.
One of the many segments you can attach your...
But we have a lot of guests today, too, Matt. We got three guests to go along with Three Things Thursday on this Crunchy Groove Thursday.
Trays are wild.
Yeah, the trays are out there, Matt.
Right.
And we're looking forward to it. Now, first of all, breaking news. Cates, will you come in here? Tim Cates, Morongo Casino, Contras on Deck starts at 6 o'clock.
He gone.
Tim?
He gone.
He gone. This is breaking news. It's important that we get into it.
He gone.
Tim has booked three very important guests today. One is from, as Matt likes to call it, behind enemy lines.
Okay, let's get behind enemy lines as we get ready for this professional sporting contest.
Former Padre pitcher and Padre color analyst from the highly decorated Padre broadcast team on Bally Sports San Diego. Mark Mud Grant, also known as the Mud Cat, the author of Uno, Dos, Adios, is going to join our show in this hour, in this very hour. We're going to have...
Mud. My name is Mud.
That is his name.
I assume he has heard that a million times.
I'm sure he has, and he might hear it a million and one. Depending on whether or not we can do any proper research, Gene.
Cue up the Primus, Ronnie.
And we will get him going. And then Scott Wolf. In our second hour. Now, many of you may have noticed the USC Songgirl Exposé written by USC beat writer for the LA Times, Ryan Kartje, about a woman by the name of Lori Nelson and the history of the last 30 years of the USC Song Girls, those very bubbly girls on the sideline you see at the USC.
I would say nationally famous.
Very much
USC so. USC Song Girls, a national brand.
There is a sad article that came out today in the LA Times by Ryan Kartje, who's not usually their investigative arm, especially when it comes to USC. That's been more of Harriet and Nathan Fenno, they've been doing that kind of work. So this is interesting that it comes from Karchi, and it's a very wild read about the USC Songgirls over the years. As a guy who came from that very place and knew Songgirls, in fact, my roommate was a Songgirl when I was at school there. My roommate's girlfriend was a Songgirl. I was in their wedding. We're estranged now. No, we're no longer estranged. But this is not new about the USC Songgirls. I mean, it's like a 15 years too late kind of a story about the USC Songgirls and about this particular woman, Lori Nelson, who I know and is from my hometown, and her daughters were Peninsula High School alums, and her daughters both ended up as USC Songgirls. In fact, one of the daughters, Whitney, if you remember, Matt, was dating our old friend mentioned yesterday on the show, Dallas Sartz, the USC captain of the football team, linebacker from Granite Bay, and then they broke up, and she started dating right there to get the rebound under the basket was our friend Ryan Khalil, who ended up playing 15 years in the NFL.
They ended up getting married?
Yeah, they got married and had a bunch of kids. That. I remember we asked him about it.
Yeah.
I was like, wasn't that Dallas's ex-girlfriend? He's like, it's not like he owned her. I was like, you're right, Ryan, you're right.
You want to hear me sing some Frank?
Yeah,
sing the Frank.
She's the daughter of the head of the Songgirls, who's almost like, if you made a movie and had like an evil cheerleading coach, vapid ice queen, like perfect blonde evil cheerleading coach.
This is it.
Central casting.
Yeah, this is
for decades.
This is no Lisa Estrada of the Lakers.
No. Or Paula Abdul of the Lakers.
Exactly right.
No. For decades, this has been a whole thing.
No one was willing to write the story.
Well, it looks like this is the old regime getting thrown under the bus a little bit by the new regime, if you kind of read into it, because the guy that wrote the article has written very friendly articles toward the Mike Bone regime. And this is not the Mike Bone regime. Lori Nelson comes from something way back. You know, she's hooked up with the Mike Garretts, the Tim Tessalones, the Lynn Swans. I mean, that's the person who's kind of threading through this whole thing.
So basically the story was going to be, nobody cares about spring football anymore. Remember when Pete Carroll was here and the spring football was the event to be at in Southern California, and now less than a couple thousand people were interested in watching.
Yeah, that's the sad part. They said 5,000. Remember that whole controversy at USC, and they wouldn't let the women's soccer have unlimited guests for their game against UCLA at the Coliseum. Now, let me say this. Post-pandemic, pre-pandemic, during the pandemic, I have been to women's soccer games between USC and UCLA at the Coliseum, and they didn't need to cap the freaking thing. They didn't need to
that
make...
That place only holds 90,000.
They didn't need to make a controversy.
You got to space it out.
Four people per player would have been... You didn't even have to say that.
Just
because...
however many you want.
It would have been fine. But instead, they created this huge problem about that, which was kind of sad. And then they had the 5,000 tickets available for USC spring football. And look, right now... And we live in a different state, and there's been different lockdowns and different guidelines, and everybody's trying to find their own comfort zone for getting back out again and doing stuff. God knows we're trying to put together a summer tour. But you look at a game in the SEC, like a baseball game, it's packed. Like, people are itching to go places.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they are packed. USC could not sell 5,000 tickets to their spring game. They could not sell a limited amount of tickets, extremely limited.
Death Valley will put 60,000 people in the stands for a spring practice.
Oh, at least.
Ryan Denny will be packed to the raft.
If they let him in.
Yes. Yeah. If they'll let him in, packed. 5,000 for USC football?
Matt, we would put 5,000 at Howard Jones and pack them on the sidelines.
Isn't USC pushing Keaton Slovis for the Heisman this year? You don't want to go see a Heisman, according to USC, contending quarterback in spring football? Can't get 5,000 people for Trojans football? So instead, hey, I got something for you.
Yeah, here's the story.
There you go.
We're going to throw the cheerleader lady under the bus that everybody has literally despised like she's Maleficent for 30 years. It's amazing, but it was refreshing to see the story. I think a lot of people that have kind of been victimized by the USC Songgirls over the years or felt that way or kind of felt weird about the whole thing And you look at it now in the spectrum of 2021, and it's like, oh, yeah, kind of. They're all kind of.
Different time.
They're kind of all.
It's a different time.
My dad liked the Song Girls because he says they're not angular. You know, he doesn't like the angular cheers of the 60s and 50s. The Don doesn't like that angular Art Deco structure of Ayn Rand. He likes the buxom, bouncy, you know.
I just thought about
the Salute to Troy.
The lack of, the fabric looks like it doesn't breathe much. The outfits they ask those girls to wear do look like they are still, while the routines may not be, it looks like the outfit is still from the 50s.
Well, the routines there are also outdated.
Yeah.
Deeply outdated. But
I just thought about...
there's Lori and her two daughters, Matt. If you've ever wanted to be super creeped out, there is the cheerleader queen lady.
Which one's the mom?
The one in the middle.
Okay.
And then the two daughters, one of them ended up marrying Khalil. I don't know if the other one married the other Khalil, Matt Khalil.
Why is the mom wearing the Song Girl outfit?
Because she was also a USC Song Girl, and it must be alumni day.
Gotcha.
So if that doesn't give you the creeps, Matt, should I tweet that out?
I think you should. She's got bangs. Why not?
I mean, I'm just furthering Karchi's story. But here is that lady.
I think you can tweet it out with the attachment of Scott Wolf will join us at 4:30 to talk about the story in today's LA Times and the USC Song Girl controversy.
Great call.
By the way, here's a creepy photo.
I mean,
to it. Maybe, I mean, look, it's a mom and her daughters. That's a beautiful moment. They share it. What a legacy. I was a song girl. You were a song
but
girl.
But she's the coach, too. And, you know, it's kind of
takes some of the innocence away.
Sort of a subjective thing, you know, the auditions for song girls, you know. It's not like,
hey, who gets to sit down on those?
They have a whole board.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh. They have a board of what the USC song girl ideal is supposed to be, and they lock down the Lion Center, which is supposed to be like a public place for students to work out. They lock it down and have a very secret, untransparent sort of...
Okay.
It's kind of like the Masons thing. I don't know if there's any bloodletting. I doubt it. Not in 2021.
But you can't be 100% certain.
I can't be 100% certain at all what they do. All I know is I've been aware of the process for a long time, and it's been a creepy-ass process, and somebody finally pulled the sheet off it, and that was today in the LA Times, but it feels a lot like the sheet...
Like it was a plant.
...being pulled off something that everybody knew was already there.
Like that sheet was delivered
to
your house as a gift from somebody else.
8 sacks in the spring game? Don't worry. Hey, pull that sheet back on the sweater song girl thing.
What is this? I didn't order anything from Bowl and Branch. Oh, it's from Mike Bone. What's in this package?
Bowl and Branch. 3 presidents sleep under the Bowl and Branch brand.
Isn't this something?
Cates, are you in there yet?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, the other thing we've done, Cates, is you've done what you said you were going to do. And that's one thing about Tim Cates that is the most honorable. When Tim Cates says he's going to do something.
Most honorablest.
He does. He is the most honorablest. Because he said he would have the correct sound bites, the new sound bites in our machina before Vic the Brick ever got his phone fixed.
And Vic needs to fix his phone, for those of you that have not been able to follow the story, because that's how he connects to the radio station without sounding like he's on a phone. There is an app that connects to a piece of machinery we have that puts him on the air and makes it sound like he's sitting in the room with us. His phone is all effed up because either he forgot his password or he forgot his Apple ID. And instead of the station just footing the bill for a freaking used iPhone on eBay that they could wipe and send down to Vic and he could reinstall for the explicit purpose of him connecting to the station. It might cost him $200. And now that I've just thought of it, I have an extra iPhone at home.
I got one too.
Right? We can just wipe it clean, send it down to Vic.
Like a burner.
Reset it, download the app because all you need is Wi-Fi and he would be able to connect to the station immediately.
That sounds like the day of the Sicario, huh? Okay. Wipe it clean.
I got a burner. What am I, you know? Same thing, Lane Kiffin. Show up on campus. Hey, Lane, I got a burner for you if you need it. Basically, back to your story, Cates is correct. All Vic needed was a password or an Apple ID to get back on the radio. And before that happened, Cates was able to load 2, 4, 6 sound bites into our machine that we so desperately wanted.
I thought Vic was getting back on the air today, so I was a little sense of urgency this morning to get this done.
So we got that in.
That's in.
I mean, that's huge. Because, Matt, play with that one a little bit. You know what, Ronnie? If you want to play, Better Off Alone or one of our, maybe the AIS song, I mean, whatever, so we can really express ourselves here. And it wasn't just the slap with
I got to put the slap on what we call the hotkeys.
McCambridge is so the slap, the great, all the king's men.
Ow!
I think, I think the slap is going to kick.
This is a big choice.
This
right
is
here,
a
man.
Big choice because we've got 50 to, we have 50 buttons that
What's
you can push.
What's it going to kick out?
I think. Boy, this is tough.
Oof. Well, just express yourself because there's a lot of new stuff in there, Matt.
Yeah.
Show the people what we got.
Can I get a little more volume on that there?
The losers talk about we were winning at halftime.
Yeah.
Ow!
That's not the original.
Yes!
Are you asking a question there, Ben?
Ah!
Welcome to college basketball, buddy. You got a TV, buddy?
How many did you put in, Cates? Five?
That's not the original.
You put in that's not the original, which is
that's
so
not the original.
So important.
Slap.
We got, yeah, that's huge.
And then we got four Cronins.
The losers talk about we were winning at halftime. Well, you got a TV, buddy?
That's huge. Ben?
Are you asking a question there, Ben?
Bulge.
Welcome to college basketball, buddy. Well, you got a TV, buddy?
What did I miss?
You missed, you see the marks, it couldn't be anything, else.
Well, that's got to be edited.
It's in there.
Yeah, it's in here. So, it's, you would have to roll on the computer there, Cates.
Well, that solves our mystery.
When I'm playing this.
Hey, sure looks like the marks of an octopus, all right. But an octopus never attacks.
What do you mean?
I know, it's got a pretty bad reputation, but, at least in my experience, it's just not aggressive.
You ever tangle with one?
No, they've never bothered me.
You see the marks, it couldn't be anything else.
Oh, you're going to get the... unfortunately, you're going to get the Fat Boy Slim underneath it.
Oh!
I was able to do some fancy work here and remove Fat
is
Boy
that right?
Slim. Yeah, so it'll come
because I'm
out
looking
dry.
At Cates' computer, and that Fat Boy Slim is still recording.
Look, guys, look. Agree to disagree here.
Agree to disagree.
I agree with Matt.
Oh! I mean, I can see it. I see the marks. It couldn't be anything else. It's right there on the computer.
We got a great show coming up.
Ow! Oh!
All right, but we got to... So, here's the contenders for what we're going to pull out. All right? Do we really need the...
No coochie.
The hot button?
No, we don't need it.
All right, so slap... Is going there.
This guy says,
ow!
Yeah, okay. This guy says, the effing help dad clip better still be in the machine.
Hey, there's a little boy right there.
Got it.
Fine.
That's on a hotkey. So, and I think that's not the original. It has to go to a hotkey as well.
Yeah.
So,
at least for a while.
We got clown question, bro.
I like that.
I know.
And we ask a lot of questions.
We got personally. Feel like we use that a lot.
What else?
Guys like us, we are a dime a dozen.
I think we can boot
I think we've gotten the most out of that.
Yeah.
That's not the original.
Yeah!
Guys like us, we are.
There we go. Ready?
That's not the original.
Yeah!
Now, should we do a Cronin on one of the hotkeys?
I think losers at halftime.
That's what I was...
Maybe get rid of Mitch Kupchak.
Why?
Oh, no, no, no,
Mr.
no, no, no.
Personality?
That's not cool.
Oh, we need that.
We gotta have that sound cool.
This guy writes, not much better not be going anywhere.
Not much!
Come on.
Right there. This ain't going anywhere either.
You go back up on the hill.
This ain't going anywhere either.
I don't crack easy under pressure.
Wow, 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 wow.
You know what? We can lose three things Thursday. Once a week.
Roll it. Yeah, it's in there.
Yeah, so there we go. Let's get Cronin.
The losers talk about we were winning at halftime.
You got a TV, buddy? I think that might be a better hockey, right?
Well, you got a TV, buddy?
Yeah,
right. All right.
Well, you got a TV, buddy?
Ow! Oh!
That's not the original.
There we go, hotkeys.
The original OG Padre announcer, Mud Grant.
Yeah, Mud.
Is going to join us next on your Dodger Station. Padres are stuck in the middle at 10-10. And they're taking on the best team in the history of the sport tonight. I bet you Grant's freaking out. I bet his butthole is tighter than...
That's not the original.
Those guys...
Well, you got a TV, buddy?
Rip on their fentanyl.
Ow! Oh.
That's not the original.
Smile from my face, losing control. Yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right.
Well, you got a TV, buddy?
Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check, mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes.
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Still got to give you a code word this hour. Remember, you're getting three more from us today. This hour, next, and the 5 o'clock hour. That'll give you six for today. You got to wake up tomorrow morning for Scammed. Sax and Kate's in the AM. You'll get two there. And then between 8 and 9, you'll listen for that cue to call, and you could win the six-pack field-level tickets. Kate says they're worth somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000. VIP parking as well. Had a winner this morning, and another one tomorrow. So your code word is coming in the very next segment. Tonight we got Dodgers-Padres. Dodgers on deck starts at 6, first pitch at 7:10 p.m.
A couple years ago, Matt, this man and his partner, Don Orsillo, were voted the number one MLB broadcast booth by Awful Announcing.
That's true.
It's a lighthearted, fun broadcast down there in Bally Sports, San Diego. And they're going to get it cracking tonight as the Padres take on the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got it here on AM 570. For them, it's on Bally Sports. It's on Spectrum Sportsnet LA, too.
Doyers.
And joining us now, straight out of Joliet High School, like the Blues Brothers, Catholics.
Joliet Catholic?
That's the one.
How about that?
Is Mark Mudd, from his nickname Mudcat, Mark Grant. Kiwanis Club member.
Okay.
In beautiful Alpine, California, where he makes his home. Right up the mountain, Matt, we learned geographically.
Looked like it was far, and it's only like 29 miles from Petco.
He joins us now for the very first time ever on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. Mark Grant on PMS. What's cracking, Mark? How are you?
Petros and Maddie, how you doing? I love all the inserts you guys during that intro. I mean, who's running the board there? Is it one of you two?
It's like five different guys.
We have a huge staff.
You ever see the Matrix where they have a bunch of like fetuses in a room that we're just feeding off of? That's usually how we do it. But first of all, Alpine, California.
You go back up on the hill.
Kiwanis Club. I mean, sell it to us. It sounds like, I mean, Matt and I were reading up on you during the break, and we want to go live your life.
Well, a couple of things. The Kiwanis Club of Alpine is a great group. We do a lot of charitable work.
I'm an elf.
Great group of guys. Are you really?
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, my dad was a Kiwanian.
Okay.
And it kind of, you know, fell in his footsteps and wanted to maybe, you know, give back a little bit. So it's a great group. And been in Alpine for 32 years.
Whoa.
Love it up there. I'm about 32 miles from the ballpark. It's a nice little getaway to, after a ball game, head on the 8 East and think about the game and maybe listen to some XM radio and maybe a little, you know, air supply, or maybe, you know, a little Celine Dion or something.
Something emotional.
Is that for the recent losing streak that the air supply and the Celine comes on? Is it like metal when they
early,
win?
Too early,
well,
Matt.
I'm just asking.
You know what? My stomach turns when I hear of air supply and Celine Dion, but that's another show. But you know what? It's been rough sledding for the Padres. And I know you guys, do your homework on other teams. I mean, the expectation level this year going in, like every team that's made trades, made acquisitions, yes, we are expecting good things for the Padres. I know teams go through peaks and valleys as well, but this is quite a valley we're experiencing right now.
Can you equate, as you were a professional, you were a pitcher in Major League Baseball for a number of years, can you equate what's being asked of Fernando Tatis when it comes to, hey, keep your hands on the, just keep two hands on the bat and everything will be fine? Can you imagine like somebody, like what would that be like for you, tweaking what you're comfortable doing, your muscle memory is, to kind of what's being asked of him to try to keep him healthy?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it's hard to, when I look at Fernando Tatis Jr., it's a kid who plays all out, no matter what the score is, and you have to admire that. When you tell somebody to maybe throttle back or alter a swing, alter your arm action, alter whatever, it's very, very tough. Now, that's kind of subjective, because each player handles it differently and reacts differently and responds differently. I think that Fernando is such the type of kid to where his baseball acumen is so high, his IQ is so high, he can make the adjustment, and he's made the adjustment. I mean, my goodness, after the 10 days off, he came back and he took a hack, and I was like, well, answered that question as far as making the adjustment and no problem with his shoulder, because he took a hack, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hacks, both hands on the handle of the bat, and he passed with flying colors. Is he hitting the ball like he should be? No. Will that come? I believe it will. But as far as the health thing, that's the first hurdle, I think, the hurdle of getting over the hump as far as making the adjustment with the bat and then seeing the eye test of him swing aggressively, and he's past that. So I think that's a couple hurdles there, and I think the hits will come.
This guy never has to buy a beer in San Diego.
Oh, heck no.
You know, they have
that's
a,
good beer. That's good
You know,
beer.
They have a big brewery down there in Alpine. You know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, great, great beer, Alpine Brewery. Absolutely.
Wonderful.
I expect a case of beer in front of my door by next week.
So do we. It's an award-winning broadcast. You ask some, they say it might be the best. A lot of people say it is the best. Mudd and Don Orsillo, they do it for Padres baseball. How you said the valley that you're in. How much different is it this year? You said with all the expectations going to the playoffs last year, does the broadcast feel different because the expectations are different?
Well, yes. First and foremost, I've always been a proponent of the action and the focus being on the field. I don't want to bore you guys too much, but I grew up in Joliet, Illinois, and the announcers, I believe we are a product of our environment, you know, whether you talk about where you grew up or what sports you watched as a kid. I grew up listening to Jack Brickhouse and Harry Carey.
Hey, hey!
Well, yeah, so now that I'm an announcer for a club, guess which way I'm going to lean as an announcer. I mean, I want to be honest. I want the focus to be on the field and the players because that's where the attention should be. But yet I am a firm believer of teaching the viewers something, making them possibly say, wow, I didn't know that. And thirdly, having fun along the way. So I think Don and I take the approach to where, yes, the Padres are the focus. The Dodgers are the focus. But yet, if things kind of go sideways once in a while, there's nothing better than to have the viewers say, you know what? You guys are entertaining. Sure, it's a pig of a game, but you know what, though? What you guys are talking about, it might be baseball, it might be a movie, it might be a song, it might be something, it might be food, whatever. They're still engaged while still watching the product on the field. And I think that's what Don and I try to do to keep the fans engaged and watch the ball game because it is entertainment. It is fun, and for people to get away from their lives for about three and a half hours a day or a night, I think that's something that we try to do for the viewer.
Do you get a vibe for the personality of this team? Is it a little early for that? I mean, spring is a long time. These guys have been together a while. Like, when does the identity for a baseball team kind of emerge, especially one with great expectations.
Yeah, I think about maybe, I want to say 30 to 40 games maybe you can identify a team and put a label on it. I'll tell you one thing, even though the Padres are struggling right now, I mean, runners are getting on base, but the slugging percentage and the batting average of runners on base is horrible. I think this team, and it's a cliche, guys. You guys have watched baseball your whole lives. You know, right now, they're still grinding out at-bats, getting at-base, but they just can't bring them in. But the identity of this team is, you know what? It's almost like a fluke. And you can take that both ways. You can take that two ways. There's the fan out there that says, oh, you know, this team, look at the way they're acting. Oh, they're struggling right now, but and they don't care. No, they care. They care. They want to win because they're professionals. They're good players. They want to produce. They want to go out there and hit with the bases loaded. They want to, whatever. They want to produce. And that's the personality of this team. Yeah, they're probably not showing it that they're stinking right now and, you know, throwing their bats, throwing their helmets, throwing tantrums or whatever. But deep down, they know they're good and they know that the tide will turn. And I think that's the identity of this team. They like to have fun. They're gamers. And they're going out there trying to bust their tail to try to turn this thing around like any good team would be. I mean, that's just the way I think the identity of this team is right now.
I'm going to go back to what you had mentioned about growing up watching Jack Brickhouse and Harry Caray. And one of the things that Harry used to do, and I'm asking this legitimately, have you and Don, the best Harry Caray broadcasts were when he would go to the bleachers and he would be absolutely destroyed by the time the first pitch was thrown. I mean, he would be six or seven pitchers before the first pitch was thrown. Have you guys done that? Have you ever? Because what a great atmosphere and a place for you to do it.
A lot of beer in San Diego.
Right, you got all the beer. You got that sweet building right there in left field. Have you guys talked about doing that?
Gas lamp right there.
We have done games out at the beach area. They've got a couple of nice Adirondack chairs out there in right center field. And we've done it like two or three times. Sans cocktails, sans a brew. Because we do have to be somewhat coherent on the air. But, it's a different vantage point, and I can see from a play-by-play guy's vantage point that it would be a little different. It is fun to be near the fans. And I remember seeing Harry Caray out there with shirtless at Comiskey Park when he was with the White Sox and thinking about how cool would it be, first of all, to be a fan out there, and secondly, how cool would it be to be Harry Caray out there calling a big league ball game in the sunshine without your shirt on and maybe having a couple social sparklers.
Maybe.
I think that would be kind of cool. I really do.
Maybe a social sparkler.
Maybe.
Mud Grant is with us now. Could you do for our listeners in Los Angeles that might not know the Mudcat nickname, there is a deeper baseball connection dating back to the 60s. Could you indulge us, Mark?
In?
The nickname and why?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, I would gladly.
Thank you.
My first big league camp with the Giants in 1984, I was 20-year-old, and I went to camp, and Danny Ozark, who was a coach with the Dodgers back in the day, he was our first base coach. Actually, he was our third base coach under Frank Robinson. So we were doing PFPs one time and in Scottsdale, and I was covering first base, and Danny Ozark was over there observing, and he goes, "Way to go, Mudcat." And I thought, you know, I grew up a baseball fan. I grew up a baseball junkie. I love the game of baseball. I love the history. So right then and there, I knew exactly who he was talking about, the great Jim Mudcat Grant. And I say great with reverence because you look up Jim Mudcat Grant's numbers in his days in the big, he was one heck of a pitcher. He was a Dodger, too, at one time. He had one heck of a career. So because of my last name and Danny Ozark being the veteran coach that he was, he started calling me Mudcat, and through osmosis in the clubhouse and the dugout, people heard him. They started calling me that, and then obviously, Mudcat, Mud, whatever, it just stuck, and that's the origin of the nickname that was given to me by the late, great, love the man, Danny Ozark.
Real quick, last thing. We said it last week. Are we building this thing up too much? Do the players really buy into this the way the fans are? And certainly that first series delivered. I mean, you saw it felt like playoff games. Does this one feel different? Do the Padres feel the same way? Do you think they're putting too much emotion into these 19 games with the Dodgers?
I don't think so. I think these teams generally dislike one another, which I think is really, really cool. Coming up as a Giant back in the early 80s, it was ingrained in our minds to hate the Dodgers because of the rivalry. And I remember those games at Candlestick where Mike Marshall was pointing at Frank Robinson and telling him to you know what, and guys in our dugout getting on their feet and pointing back to Mike Marshall. And I think that this Padre team, this Dodger team, yeah, there's going to be feuds. There's going to be yelling. There's going to be bench jockeying. And I, quite frankly, love it. I think it's great. It brings that intensity because why? These are two good baseball teams. Dodgers are really, really, really good. The Padres are really good when healthy. And that's the way I want to see these two teams, both healthy, both on the field, and going at it, locking horns to see who is the best team out of both of them, because it's going to be quite a ride. And I think these players are not pumping it up to something it's not. I think it's genuine, and I think it's going to be fun.
Well, PFP, for you non-seamheads, is pitcher's fielding practice, just so you know.
Get over there!
The great
Get over there!
Mark Mud Grant, a joy to have on the show, and it's going to be a great series. We hope for all the fun that it was the first time around last weekend. Have a great call tonight, Mark.
Thanks, guys, and thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
No, thank you.
We appreciate it. It was great.
Bally Sports San Diego. You had to hang up on him, did you,
Cates? Hung up on him. I did not.
What a dude you are, Cates. How could you do that?
I was trying to say goodbye.
That guy's a dude.
Ow! Oh.
It's a real slap in the face to Mud Grant.
Well, you got a TV, buddy?
You do. You see Dono and Mud Grant.
Donio.
We still have two more guests to come on our three-hour show. Both of them in the next hour.
That's not usually our style.
No.
That's not the original PMS style.
But
that's not the original.
Usually three guests means 4 hours. But today,
it's a real slap in the face.
We had to get Wolf on to do the cheerleader thing. I mean, the song girls.
Code word coming up next.
What's
you only got five more to get.
Spirit of Troy.
What, Cates? You got five more to get.
We use more than one word, though. We use words.
Yeah.
And he liked to wear heels and diamond rings. Everybody's know.
The Petros and Money Show.
PMS.
Podcasted at am570lasports.com.
Time to do another one.
Yeah. Southern nights, just as good.
Big thanks to Mud. Mark Mud Grant joined us from the Padre television broadcast.
Good stuff.
Great stuff. Next hour, Scott Wolf, David Basse. We got Padres in town on your home of the world champion Dodgers tonight at 7 o'clock. Dodgers on deck at 6.
Well, we appreciate you listening. And we do have another code word, Matt. What?
Nothing. This is our first of
this
three
is
that
our
we're going to do.
First of three.
Rogan and Rodney did three. We're doing three.
It's our first of three, but is our fourth of eight required for you to win the very expensive right. tickets.
Normally.
So it's the first of three, but it is the fourth for us, but the fourth of eight.
And look, Cates told us that they got a winner immediately this morning. Right, Cates?
Yeah, we had caller 21, and she knew it, all eight of them.
So, apparently it's working.
And the phones wouldn't stop ringing for like 10 minutes after that.
So, people apparently can collect the eight code words for the $1,500 to $2,000 worth of tickets, because these are Section 3 right behind home plate, field-level tickets with VIP parking. And Sonia is going tonight.
Give them the word!
These tickets are for next week's series against the Reds on Monday.
Oh, that's a hot series with Joey Votto coming to town.
Right? Code words, Michelada.
That's one word.
One word, finally. Michelada is your 3 o'clock code word. Hopefully you got the other three from Rogan and Rodney, or you can just podcast them.
All right, well, good luck. And then there's two more in the morning. And
there's two more still here.
Yeah.
We still got to do next hour on the next hour.
And then and only then will you be able to win the tickets. Matt, I have a text to read you.
The secret text also line.
Sold out to Chevy.
Trying to tread lightly here, but a lot of people talking about Cinnabons today.
It was very popular. It was a hell of a textoso yesterday.
Yeah.
Quite the visual.
And, you know, people our age, sometimes they have a hard time sleeping. You're up thinking. And this guy texted me this.
Clipper Nation, who's still awake?
P, I stayed up last night thinking about my day. And then Kate's junk popped up. You know how when a kid has a crooked leg, they give him those inserts to straighten the leg? Why didn't he get one of those for his junk?
Fair question.
I got an answer for him.
Well, no, you know what? Hold on, Case.
Never
let me
needed.
No, wait, Case. Let me take this. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because when the junk is flaccid, you can't tell.
Yeah, no kin defense.
It's when it stands at attention.
Like a soldier.
Right. That the crick shows up. So that's why, because you can't go around all day with that thing, you know.
Prodigious boner.
Exactly. Really impact your daily chores.
Are you saying that's why Tim Cates' favorite song in middle school was Toy Soldier by Martika?
Was not.
Ronnie. Cates, I'm right. Right, Cates? I got that one. Hit it right on the head.
You know, here's the thing.
Pardon the pun. Hit it right on the head, didn't I?
Is that it? No, that's not Toy Soldier. Here's the thing. We have no reason to think Cates has a crooked poots. It is a totally...
You just said it off the cuff one day.
Yeah, it's...
And it is stuck.
Totally fabricated.
Well, no. Maybe it's not. We don't know either way. We have
idea. I can promise you.
Well,
I mean, Cates,
promise is a comfort to a fool.
Cates, here's what I would say. I mean, if we're on the up and up, if we're just kind of three dudes, pretend like you're three guys at a bar.
Straighten it out.
And everybody else is being invited to sit with you. Well, they're driving around their cars. You want them to feel like they're at the bar with you. So here we are sitting at the bar. What I would say to you is, if you got junk that can get twisted like a Cinnabon.
Like get crazy, like right? Stretch Armstrong.
You got pretty prodigious junk.
Well, the thing is.
I mean, you can't have a tiny piece of junk and it's crooked. There's no
crook
in it.
Like, you can't roll it
exactly.
up.
Exactly. I mean, I'd be like,
it's like
yes.
A hose. It's like a
crooked takes three different turns.
You have to roll up a hose.
Right. Might as well embrace it.
Yeah, I really feel like the whole crooked junk thing has been organically growing in all kinds of different directions.
Hey-o!
We'll be right back with more. And then Scott Wolf and David Vasse, PMS on AM 570 LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers. Cinnabon Motorsports.